Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome, my friends, to another podcast as we conclude the month of June. We are no way going to conclude the 15th chapter of John. There's 27 verses, and we're in the 6th verse, so we're obviously not even going to get close. So July will have us working our way through the 15th chapter. Just to remind you, the 6th verse says, if anyone does not abide in me, Jesus is the speaker, by the way, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. So again, if you missed yesterday, it's very, very crucial that you hear yesterday's podcast to have an understanding of what Jesus is saying, but most importantly, to combat what Jesus is not saying, because I have heard and unfortunately have used over the years the 6th verse of John 15 to try and show that one day you're in Jesus and then you stop producing fruit and God comes along and clips you off and you wither up and then he throws you into hell. And I'm telling you, that takes a lot of spiritual calisthenics to get you into hell in the 6th verse of John 15. That's not what Jesus is talking about. Please understand that when Jesus is speaking these words to his disciples, he is speaking comfort into a group of men who are about to lose their best friend. He is about to be cut off from the land of the living. And he is simply trying to let them know, don't be afraid. You're going to see me get cut off in a few hours. I say cut off because the book of Isaiah says he was cut off from the earth. Cut off in his generations. His cutting off was representative of a great... His cutting off was the cutting off where Jewish circumcision was representative of the cutting off that would come in Jesus. You are now circumcised on the heart because his cutting was your cutting. He's about to go be cut off from the land of the living, and he's just trying to give some assurance to the men that he's going to leave behind. That's why he opened that 14th chapter with, don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to come and I'm going to make a house inside of you. That abiding passage is still flowing in this 15th chapter. He's basically spent the 14th chapter trying to tell you that he and the Father want to abide or make a mansion in you. So then he just changes the metaphors and says, I'm a vine, you're the branches. Branches don't make it if they're not in the vine. Don't worry, you're in me. You've been made clean by the words that I've spoken unto you. You've been lifted up. You've been cleansed off, picked up, so that you'll produce fruit, so that you will... The fertilizer has been placed on the leaf, in other words. That's why the husbandman lifts you up in verse 2, and then that's why you are cleaned in verse 3. So these verses are not to freak the disciples out, they're to give them rest. It's basically saying, abide in me, because where you're not in me, then you would be a branch that's shriveling up and you're good for nothing but to be burned up by the world. And so he's just giving them an assurance that even though they're going to see him die, and for a few days they're not going to see him at all, they don't need to worry. They are in the vine. And I want to say to you, don't use this as a freak out verse. You are clean by the words Jesus has spoken to you. That's you. Okay. You are in the vine, even if it doesn't feel like it. And remember, he's speaking to a group of people to assure them that even though they aren't going to see him, they're going to know that he's in them and they're in him. He says this in verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. If you abide in me as a faith act, just believe you're in me. But my words abide in you. Jesus is telling them, again, I'm about to be cut off, but my words are going to stay in you. It's almost like the DNA of the dad that's in the son. I may not be with you, but I'm with you. If you'll keep in you the words that I said to you, then you're going to ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. And I don't have time to do this justice in this short segment of the podcast. So let's pick up verse 7 to kick off the great month of July. The hot month of July will start at that 7th verse of John chapter 15. I'm praying grace and peace on you today and that you have a prosperous day in Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.